You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa on Q104. I'm excited that we're getting into this weekend. There's one thing happening tonight that I'm almost embarrassed to say that I'm excited about it. A lot of people are, I'm sure. It's just that every time that I say that I'm out, they reel me back in. And that's the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, is there a game?
Yeah, the first preseason game is tonight. And I just can't stop myself. I've been doing this since I was 7 years old. I'm excited about this new season, even though I shouldn't be, even though there's really no, there's been so much drama and they've got like five quarterbacks and I don't know. They went 3-14 last year. Here I am in 2025, once again, excited about the first preseason game of this. It's a sickness, Alyssa.
It's a factory of sadness. Have we not learned our lesson, Bill?
It's a sickness, and I can't stop myself, and I can't get away from it, but I will be watching the Browns play their preseason game in Carolina tonight.
You know what I'm very excited about, though, for that preseason game? And I know a lot of servers out there are, too. They about to make a lot of tips tonight.
Tonight?
I worked one preseason game at a sports bar for the Browns. I walked away. I only had one table. I made like $250.
Hey, for
people get really jazzed about the first Browns game of the year. So all those servers out there, men, ladies, everybody in between, have a good night tonight.
I hope so. I mean, it's only a preseason game, and they're, like I said, they're in Carolina. So
I would say that that's almost like the time to make more money because people are actually like filled with hope.
Yeah.
About the Browns. Like they haven't come to their senses yet that like maybe they're not going to do well. Everybody is going into this game like this is going to be our year. So.
Well, I don't think I'm thinking that. It's just a habit that I can't break. Whenever the Browns start their season, I'm there. Also going on this weekend. The MGK Day celebrations in Cleveland are happening this weekend. I don't think MGK Day, the official day, is until Tuesday of next week.
Okay.
But the party starts tonight.
Fun. What do we got going on tonight? Our boss sent me this, and I didn't even know about this. Emo Night Brooklyn. I guess it's sold out tonight, but that's going on at Jacobs Pavilion. That's like a kickoff for it.
That's tied in with the MGK Day celebrations?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here's the best thing. If you're interested in this, and you know, I feel weird talking about it because I know I've been very critical of MGK.
You have been, yeah.
Especially this past year. But, I mean, if you're a fan of MGK and you want to be involved in the celebration, and obviously he raises a lot of money for Cleveland Public Schools.
He does
and
a lot of good.
The Cleveland Food Bank. There's MGKday.com. Just go there. Yeah, there's stuff tonight. There's brunch tomorrow. There's a bar crawl tomorrow night.
Oh, fun. I love MGK Day. MGK Weekend.
And MGK dropped his new album last night. Lost Americana is the name of it. Here's one of the songs, Outlaw Overture. Yeah, thank you to whoever bleeped that for us.
We appreciate it. So we didn't have to do it ourselves.
So MGK Day celebrations all weekend long. Oh, and new music. Ed Sheeran dropped a new song last night.
Oh, another one?
I think we should hear it.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Because I listened to it a little bit on my laptop and I was like, oh, I think this sounds good. So I'm sort of hearing this for the first time with you.
I used to love.
Dig it.
I like that song.
I do too.
And I say this all the time. I'm like, that sounds like a hit song to me. And then usually I'm wrong about that. But it sounds like a hit song from Ed Sheeran. I hate you a little bit more every day.
I dig it. New Ed Sheeran album too. That's coming out in just about a month, September 12th.
Also, the Jonas Brothers, they dropped their new album last night.
Oh my God.
We will have a chance for you to win Jonas Brothers tickets after 9 o'clock this morning on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So it's the headline of this story that jumps out to me. Fake doctor gives medical exams from his apartment.
Oh, what?
This happened down in Cincinnati.
Oh my gosh, wait, it's like low-key local.
His name is Rudell Sanders. Now, in fairness, at one point in his life, he was a doctor.
Okay.
At the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. I don't know if that makes this story better. I don't know if he lost his license. It doesn't say, like, why did he have to go to all these measures?
Yeah.
But here's what he was doing. And without going into all the details, he was inviting men over to his apartment to receive genital exams.
Okay.
I think that's really all we need to say.
Well, I guess my next question, and this may be a stupid question, was he actually giving them exams to help them?
Yes, he was performing ultrasounds on them in his apartment. Now, I'm assuming that the guys had legitimate medical concerns, but I don't think that Rudell Saunders was very concerned about them.
Okay, so he wasn't like actually giving them like medicine or treatment to help with whatever issues he found?
I think he just enjoyed those x-rays.
Okay. Yeah, that was what I was hoping was not the case.
Now, he told the authorities that these encounters were strictly for educational purposes. However, he's in big trouble.
Yeah.
He has been found guilty of two felony counts of of practicing medicine without a license. And yeah, he's got a long legal. He's had some problems.
Oh my God!
There must be a reason why he lost his medical license.
Yeah, but I'm very curious.
I'm surprised by this. It feels like I've seen this story from time to time. I know I saw this a lot in Florida when I lived down in Florida. Like there was a guy down there who was performing dental procedures out of his garage.
Oh, like was he doing a good job or? Probably not.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the standards are as high as a regular dentist's office when you're doing dental surgery out of your garage. I think that is more of a testament to how, you know, obtaining insurance is not very easy.
Oh, yeah.
And so people are reduced to, I'm going to go see the dentist that sets up his practice out of his garage.
Yeah. I mean, even just this week, I saw on the Cleveland Reddit, where can a broke college student get their wisdom teeth out? Hopefully they don't end up in someone's garage.
Yeah, don't go to the guy in the garage.
Yeah, don't go to the guy in the garage.
or the fake doctor giving medical exams from his apartment.
Not that guy either.
You don't want that guy.
Mm-mm.
All right. Friday morning, good vibes. What do you got? 216-474-0104. It's coming up. We're going to talk to Audrey in Westlake and get a good vibe this morning. Audrey, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Please share your good vibe.
Yeah, I'm feeling very, very good vibey because I am going to get a deep tissue massage later today. And I've been waiting all week for this, for multiple weeks, actually. So I'm really excited.
They're the best.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
It's going to be great.
When was the last time you treated yourself to a deep tissue massage?
Long time. For a deep tissue, it's been. I couldn't even tell you. Maybe a few years. I've gotten massages in the past few years, but not a deep tissue. So I was like, I'm going to go for the gold here. I want to feel the difference.
And is there an occasion or just truly like a treat yourself moment?
Just a treat myself moment. My lower back's been bothering me just a little bit. I just decided, why not?
Self-care.
Now or never.
Alyssa, I got my first massage, first professional massage, not long ago, 10 years ago.
Okay.
And Paul and I went to go get a couples massage, and we both got the same thing, a deep tissue massage right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was glorious.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That sounds glorious.
And Paul and I were like, oh my God, that was so great. Let's do this quarterly. We're going to do this 4 times a year.
All right, money bags.
And I've never gotten one since.
Oh, no.
Yeah, every couple of months, quarterly, might really be shooting for the stars, but maybe try to aim for a once a year. I think you guys could do that.
Well, we're off track. It was 10
years
ago.
You're a little off track, but I have faith in you. You can get back on track.
Audrey has inspired me to get back on track. Thank you, Audrey.
Yeah, thank you. Good vibes all around.
Q104, good morning. So nice to have you here. It's Bill and Alyssa. All right, here's my first question. Am I sharing my location with the world right now on Instagram?
I think a lot of people are wondering the same thing. Let's just give the update about the Instagram update.
Okay.
There was an update a couple days ago, and it might not be showing yet on your Instagram because it's rolling out to people at different times.
Okay.
But if you go to where you see your DMs, at the top where people can put their notes and they can put just a little status almost. If you scroll and you see a world map, it'll say map.
Mm-hmm.
Then your location sharing thing has come to your Instagram. Okay.
Okay. I don't see a map in my DMs.
Okay. Then that's okay. That means it has not gotten to you yet. This didn't actually hit my account until last night. I checked it yesterday morning and it wasn't there. But it's rolling out to people over the next, I assume, coming days, weeks. And yeah, some people are noticing that it is automatically sharing their location to all of their followers.
Well, it shouldn't automatically do that.
I agree. It shouldn't automatically do that.
What should happen is they should offer the feature. I'm talking about Instagram, talking about Meta.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to go into your settings and adjust it. So if you do want to share your location, it should not default to you sharing your location with perfect strangers. Although I'll tell you right now, at this very moment, we are at 1041 Huron Road in Cleveland at Playhouse Square. That's where we are right now.
Yep, that's exactly where we are.
We're inside the Halley building.
But so either way, yeah, this update rolled out and people are noticing that their location is being shared very similarly to Find My Friends, but just with all their followers. No offense to followers, but those are not usually the same people that you have on Find My Friends. There's a lot more followers that people tend to have than people that they're sharing their location with by their own accord. So if you do see this world map when you scroll over to your Instagram DMs, then the location sharing feature has come to your account. Hmm. And if you want to make sure that you are not sharing your location with anybody, you're going to click the gear in the upper right-hand corner, and that's where it'll pop up and say, who can see your location? You can either do friends, you can do close friends, or you can do only these specific friends, and you can choose people, or you can just put no one. So that is how you do it. Again, go to the map, go to the settings gear in the upper right-hand corner, and that'll allow you to pick who can see your location. However, if you do tag a location in your story, you know how you can do that?
Yeah.
That will still, I think, potentially show up on the map. So, like, I can see different accounts that have tagged Playhouse Square. I can see people tagged, like, a golf course somewhere. So just be mindful. If you're out and about, you know, grabbing drinks, maybe wait to post that picture with the location until you've left the location, or just don't tag the location at all. Like,
Alyssa and I, in doing the radio show, we are going to be out somewhere in Cleveland at some point, and we'll tag ourselves then. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're downtown Cleveland doing this. We are with the Q Brew Crew, you know, having drinks and 7 Brew Coffee. Here's where we are. We'll do that. I just don't want people to be able to see that I'm sitting inside my house.
Correct. I think that that is what a lot of people are feeling as well.
And it's not just listeners of the show. It's also with my friends. So I want to still be able to lie to them. About where I am, you know?
I share my location with a lot of my friends, and that has bit me in the butt more than a couple times where I'm like, oh, sorry, like, I have to do this thing. And they're like, I literally see you're at home. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Forgot that I'm sharing that with you.
All right. Well, thank you for that PSA. Red Flag Friday is coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Morning show. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, Red Flag Friday. This should be interesting because normally on Red Flag Friday, the relationship is very new. Maybe a couple of dates, maybe you've been talking for a couple of weeks and you're not sure how to proceed because you've noticed a red flag. Emily, from what I understand, has actually been in a relationship for a while. So let's find out what's going on with her. Emily in Rocky River, the city where I reside. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Tell us about that red flag that you've noticed in your relationship. By the way, how long have you been in a relationship with someone?
It's been about a year and a half.
Okay, that's quite a while.
Yeah, that's a minute.
Yeah. So my boyfriend went on a guy's trip to Put-In Bay with some of his friends a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. All guys, no girlfriends. you know. Some of them are single, but I'd say most of them have girlfriends or fiancés, you know.
Okay.
So I'm telling you this so I can tell you this. There were girls, these same girls I noticed in all of the videos on his Gram story from the weekend. And in one of his single friends' stories, there's my boyfriend sitting at a table talking with one of the girls, just the two of them.
Okay.
Right?
Just to clarify, the girls that you saw, that you witnessed in the IG story, these are strangers or these are girls that you know?
Strangers.
Strange girls.
I don't know. Right. So I asked him about it. I'm just like, and trying to be cool. I said, hey, it looks like Brian, that's one of the single dudes, he made some friends. And my boyfriend laughed and said he'd forgotten about them.
Okay.
So I said, what about this one girl you're at the table with? He says, that's an old coworker. I'm like, okay.
Of his?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. So
that's, is that too much of a coincidence that you run into an old coworker when you're at Put-in Bay? I don't know.
No,
it could happen. It could happen.
I suppose it could happen.
It could happen.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't too freaked out, but now he keeps getting texts on his phone and he saved that person as Jen PIB.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. So PIB, yeah. PIB as in Put-in Bay.
Oh my God.
Right? Yeah. Like that?
Oh no. Oh,
okay.
I mean, what else, right?
Yeah, I mean, that seems very obvious to me that that's what that is.
Okay, so you see the text pop up on his phone. Like, you can see, like,
I haven't looked at the messages or anything.
Like, on the lock screen where it's like the preview text. Is that what you're talking about?
The phone lights up with the name.
Right.
You know?
But do you have access to the entire text, which would mean that you would need access to his phone? Do you have that?
I do, but I don't want to use it. I'm not going to look at his messages. I don't want to cross that line. It's just that I keep seeing her name pop up.
I get that, though, because I would feel the same way. Like, I feel really weird about going through people's phones. Are they texting, like, a lot, though? And, like, I think that, like, the timing matters. Like, are they texting a lot? And are they texting, like, at night? Like, what's going on?
Well, I mean, when I say a lot, it's, like, a few times a day. It's enough that I notice that it's her.
Yeah.
And she has texted him after he's gone to sleep, you know, after bedtime. So late enough.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. It's hard. I want to trust him. There's no reason not to trust him so far. but it just feels a little bit off, you know, and I don't know if I'm overreacting or.
I think there's clear red flags here. And also, I think you're more than justified to look through his, if you have access to his phone and you can get into his phone, I think you're more than justified to read through his text, especially.
Really?
All of these weird red flags are happening right now. The fact that he's got a Jen PIB, and if she's texting him late at night, then I think that is permission enough for her to look through his phone. Do you not agree, Alyssa?
No, I mean, like, I do agree. I think this feels like a red flag to me. Emily, I'm going to be honest with you.
Multiple
I'm not
going to
sugarcoat it for you. This feels like a red flag. I do understand you not wanting to look through his phone. I get that. But, like, this feels fishy to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's red flags. But I think that she should get a hold of his phone. And I think there's a confrontation in the near future as well.
Yeah, I think a confrontation in the near future for sure.
216-474-0104. Who is Jen PIB? Why were there girls on this guy's trip to Put-in Bay? What should Emily do next? 216-474-0104. Your call's coming up. The Q Morning Show. Friday morning. Red Flag Friday. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Emily in Rocky River. Been dating a guy for a year and a half. So they are pretty deep into this thing.
Yeah.
And a few weeks ago, he went off to Put-in Bay with some guys. It was a guy's trip. And she notices some weird things. Let's list them off quickly. IG stories where the guys are hanging out with strange women.
That she does not know.
And then we think that there might have been a female coworker of his somewhere on the trip.
That's like, according to her boyfriend. He was like, yeah, that was just a coworker. No worries.
And now he's been getting texts from someone named Jen PIB.
In his phone.
which is a terrible way to identify this person if you're trying to hide something.
It really, really is. But PIB, I'm assuming that's Jen put in bay. I can't think of anything else.
That's just awful. I mean, guys are stupid. If that's how you're trying to hide your potential side piece. But I don't want to jump to conclusions here. I think there's a lot of red flags. Cassie and Menner, tell me what you thought when you heard Emily explain all of this during Red Flag Friday.
Well, I first thought when she started off, you know, it's one thing when you have just one little tiny red flag, but honestly, by the time the third one came with all the text messages, in my personal experience, when things like this have happened, if your gut is telling you something is wrong, 99.9% of the time, you're right.
And that is something
guys
special.
Make excuses.
That's women's intuition.
I was going to say, intuition is like crazy.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Go ahead.
Well, I've been there. I would say when you think that, you know, and these guys will make excuses and they'll probably give you a lot. I mean, honestly, my first impression is they'll kind of make a few excuses, like the first one right there, you know, with, she's a coworker.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've had that happen. And then you keep doing a little digging. But I do understand her point. It's hard because you don't want to, like, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe try and dig a little, find a little more. I would look in the phone, you know, like you guys said, I would probably peek in there as wrong as it is, but you don't want to come to the table without any proof.
I think it's wrong to go through somebody's phone without evidence, but with all these red flags, I think that she's justified in going through his phone. Do you agree?
I agree. Or maybe even ask him, you know, if she feels weird about going into the phone by herself, maybe even just see what he says. If you ask him what he thinks, hey, do you mind if I take a look? And, you know, if he's still sketch about it, you know, I'd be a little more sus on that. I maybe dig into it myself when he's not looking. If he says no.
That's actually a really good point.
99%. Yeah.
To ask.
Yeah.
You
feel wrong.
Yeah, it's just
wrong.
Ask him, though, if you can go through it, because his reaction, I think, will be very telling as to what you're going to find before you even have to go through it at all.
All right, 216-474-0104. If you have additional advice, we can pass it along to Emily. Good luck, Emily. Keep us posted.
Yes, please.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I just have a small complaint. It's a first world problem, I know. But you know how we read everything on our phones now?
Mm-hmm.
News articles, you know, if I'm on Cleveland.com, if I'm on ESPN, whatever it is. I'm on my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scrolling. And you know, you have to use your thumb to scroll, right? Up
yes.
and down. The amount of pop-up ads that I click on while I'm scrolling, it's so annoying.
Don't even get me started. That's one of my biggest pet peeves right now.
I mean, it feels like it's too much now. It's like every time I want to read more of the story, click, pop up, some car ad comes up or something like that.
It's making the websites like unusable. There are certain websites, like big media outlet websites, that I will not go to anymore because they like freeze my phone and all the pop-ups just start going crazy. I can't even read what I came to read anyways.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
No. Between that and paywalls, I got a lot to say. But
well, I joke all the time how I miss how we used to read the newspaper. Like, I miss the daily paper. I know it's outdated. I know there's no point in having it. Like, there's...
I wish that there was, though. Like, I do miss having a physical, tangible thing to just, like, be able to read. I wouldn't really read the paper that much, but I would always like look at the comics and I would do the puzzles.
Yeah, the worst thing that would happen is you'd get the ink on your fingers.
Yeah, or I mean, I was a kid. I would always take like Silly Putty and like get the ink from the newspaper and be like, look, I have a newspaper on my Silly Putty.
I mean, I still read physical hardcover books and I've been reading all summer long. I've got, you know, I still enjoy reading that way. I've tried using a Kindle and it was okay. I just prefer having the book in my hand.
Oh, speaking of books, did Will, your son, did he ever finish that Tuesdays with Maury?
He did finish that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's the update. He finally finished the book that should have taken him 3 days to read. And he's in the process of writing whatever he has to write now. He has to, There's like four questions, and he needs to write like essay questions.
Oh, see, look, he's got plenty of time. He had it all figured out.
Anyway, first world problems, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I have to tell you this. It's not going to sound the way that it usually does.
Mm-mm.
We still have tickets for Disney Descendants Zombies next week at Rocket Arena, but something special, a Freakier Friday edition of Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up.
Your Friday just got freakier.
Look at me. I know. We seem to be inside.
I'm old. Oh, I'm like the Crypt Keeper.
Okay, that's enough.
Bill and Alyssa switch places in a special Freakier Friday edition of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. On Q104.
Good morning, Gabriella.
Good morning.
This might be Alyssa's College of Knowledge, but we're getting a little freaky on this Friday. And today, you are taking on Bill.
Ooh.
I know, right? Okay, so the rules. If you get more right than Bill, you win. If he gets more right than you, he wins. And if we settle in a tie, Bill still wins because all ties go to the house. So, Gabriella, are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. What candy would you be eating if you wanted to taste the rainbow?
Skittles.
Question two. In SpongeBob, what is the name of SpongeBob's pet snail?
Gary.
Yes, I'm so glad you got that. Question three. Are there more or less than 200 bones in the human body?
I'm a nurse. I should know this. I think there's more.
Question four. Now we have TikTok, but back in 2013 to 2017, we had an app that featured 7-second video clips. Do you remember the name of that app?
Vine.
And final question, question five. Who was Lindsay Lohan's on-screen kiss in Freaky Friday and was also her very first on-screen kiss ever?
Oh my gosh. I don't remember.
It's a deep cut.
I don't know. Maybe Ashton Kutcher. I don't know. I don't think that's right, though.
Okay, it was a good guess. That was a good guess. Okay. Let's get Bill back in here real quick. Bill, will you please return to the studio?
Woo!
All right. Welcome back, Bill.
Is this freaky?
Yeah. I call like every day, and then I get to be on it for Freaky Friday.
Oh, look at that.
I can tell you I'm not comfortable with any of this either.
He does. He looks very uncomfortable right now.
So who am I taking down?
You're taking on Gabriella in Brunswick. I don't know if you're going to take her down.
I think positively.
All right.
I'm going to take her down. Sorry, Gabriella.
We'll see.
Bill, are you ready for your questions?
Let's do it.
All right. Question number one. Bill, what candy would you be eating if you wanted to taste the rainbow?
Skittles.
There we go.
Skittles, Skittles, bite-sized candy, taste a rainbow of fruit flavors.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Okay, question two. In SpongeBob, what's the name of SpongeBob's pet snail?
Okay, you purposely asked that question because you know I've never seen a SpongeBob SquarePants episode.
Gabriella got it right.
I have no idea what the snail. I'm going to guess Patrick because that's the only other character I can think of. No?
Absolutely not. It's Gary. Question number three. Are there more or less than 200 bones in the human body?
There are more than 200 bones. Yeah!
Look at that. You guys both got that one.
What do I have to get again?
Sorry. You've got to get 4 out of 5.
Okay. I'm doing all right. So I got to get these two.
You've got to get these last two.
All right.
All right. So now we have TikTok. But back in 2013 to 2017, we had an app that featured 7-second video clips.
Vine, my favorite.
Yes.
LeBron James.
LeBron James. LeBron James. All right. And final question.
And I need it.
Lindsay Lohan's first on-screen kiss was in Freaky Friday. Who was that first kiss?
The actor's name?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have no idea because I'm going to just say Zac Efron. Damn it.
You guys, it's Chad Michael Murray.
That was my second guess.
Oh, you should have went with it. You should have went with it.
I don't know who Chad Michael Murray is. He sounds like a serial killer with those three names.
Okay, well, either way,
yeah,
we've got a winner, Bill, and it's not you. It's Gabriella.
Yay!
Come on.
Congratulations, Gabriella. Not only did you take down Bill today, but you also got yourself an official Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant, a diploma,
yay,
and some tickets to see Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide Tour next week.
Okay. My name is Gabriella, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Chapel Roan, Pink Pony Club. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, I was so excited about something, and I was like, I can't wait to tell Alyssa about this. And then I was about to do it, and I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Now I feel guilty about this. Now I feel guilty about telling you this.
Why?
Because yesterday I was talking about how right now it feels like Alyssa and I are going through, like we're being followed by a dark cloud, like a cloud of bad luck, and it's following us around. Like yesterday.
It's a very expensive cloud, too.
It is. It's a lot of cha-ching and charging us a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that black cloud, so it resulted in both of us having similar issues with cars. We both had car issues this
week. We've been taking our parents' cars to work.
That is so true.
As grown adults.
And so what's the latest with you? Like, where do you stand right now with your car?
My situation has not changed from yesterday. I'm still driving my stepdad's truck. I ordered a part to, like, maybe see if that'll fix it. I don't know. I ordered, like, some oil or so. I don't know.
But you have a bad transmission. That's what
everybody seems to think. Yeah, I'm having transmission issues.
Okay. For me, it started out with I blew out a tire, and then the tire guy said, it looks like you have a broken strut, and I looked that up, and that is super expensive. So I took my car over to my mechanic yesterday, and he put it up on the lift, and he brings me out, and he shows me my struts. For the first time I had
it. And you're like, what is this supposed to mean to me? Yeah, like, I don't know what any of this means.
I'm just nodding along, pretending like I know what he's talking about. Bottom line, I do not have a broken strut. He's like, you're fine. He's like, there's normal wear and tear under here, but there's nothing wrong with your car. He said, if you had a broken strut, you would know it. And I said, yeah, and I laughed, and I was like, there's no way I would know if I have a broken strut.
No.
I was like,
ain't no way.
Like, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. And I was so happy. Like, so happy. I was like, maybe the black cloud is finally lifting. And then I was about to tell you, and I was like, wait a minute. Because your black cloud is still following you, so now I feel guilty.
But maybe this is a sign that good news is ahead for me, too. If we've been on the same wavelength with car troubles, and you're getting good news, and I hate to be this guy, but Mercury is in retrograde right now until Monday. So we are getting out of the retrograde very soon. That could bring good news.
Yeah,
just saying.
I was so overjoyed. So this is my mechanic, and here's the thing. I have taken my car up to them 3 times now since I've owned that car. And they have not charged me a dime.
Oh,
they,
wow.
They have fixed 2 issues for me and have basically told me that there's nothing wrong with my car on the 3rd time. I keep taking my car up there. They don't charge me any money.
Okay, yeah. So maybe you and I both go to this place with my car. You act like you're my dad, and maybe it'll work out well for me, too.
But I was so overjoyed, and I'm telling this guy, I'm thanking him profusely, and he's like, oh, we'll get you someday. But and I want to pass this along, so I don't know. It's still a gray area. Like, I would say the name of the mechanic right now, but I'm not being paid by them, and obviously I'm not paying them any money.
We might get in trouble, so we can't say it.
So if you are in search of a good mechanic on the West Side, then I can recommend one to you. You can DM me or you can text us 216-474-0104. I will tell you their name. I will throw some business their way. Like, I just think that these are very trustworthy guys, that they keep looking at my car and not doing anything to it.
Especially, like, in an industry like cars, it gets a bad rap for overcharging and upselling and stuff. So, yeah, when you find a good mechanic, for sure, you got to spread the word.
It's Q104. Good morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Q104, great to have you here. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. All right, so you know I've got to go, I have to attend this wedding at the end of this month, mm-hmm. right? To explain the dynamics of this, we know the groom side of the family. Paula is very good friends with the mother-in-law.
Okay.
They are family friends. Paula has known this family since she was a teenager.
Aw.
And so she knows the groom. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does not know the bride. In fact, met the bride for the first time during the bridal shower that she attended last weekend or 2 weekends ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was this bride.
Right. Okay. So invitations for the wedding have already gone out. And I've known that Paula and I are both invited to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while Paula was at the bridal shower and hanging out with her friend, the mother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
the mother of the groom, the mother-in-law insists that we bring the kids, Will and Drew, to the wedding. They are not invited to the wedding. It even says, and I don't have the wedding in front of me, but it says on the wedding invitation, no kids, please, or no kids allowed, however you phrase that.
Okay.
And Paula and I have talked about it, that because we've already arranged for my mother to watch the boys on the day that we have that wedding. But now Paula has it in her head that we're taking the kids to this wedding.
Mm.
And I'm like, how can we take the kids to this wedding when it specifically says
no kids
on the wedding invitation, no kids. And Paula's like, well, the mother of the groom says it's okay. So it's okay. We're taking the kids. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right. I said, I know she's the mother-in-law, but I feel like I've done this radio show long enough where I've seen that that's a problem.
Yeah, that could become an issue. I could definitely see the issue there.
I feel like this has been a hash it out or something
right,
like that.
Right, I feel like this is coming straight out of a hash it out or am I the bleep hole?
Yeah, I pay attention to these things and I'm like, I think that we'd be the bleep hole if we walk into this wedding with our two kids who aren't invited to this wedding. And Paula's insisting. She's like, hey, mother of the groom says it's okay. We're taking the kids.
Now, I know you don't have the invitation in front of you, but does it just say, like, just a flat out no kids, or does it specify no kids at the reception, or just no kids?
I think it said no kids, please.
Okay.
That's what I think it
said.
Because
then, yeah, to me, if if it says no kids, that would imply wedding and reception, no kids.
So I don't want to go because I'm going to feel like the bride, even though I haven't even met the bride, I feel like the bride's going to look at me and like, what are you doing here at my wedding with your children?
You don't want to go if you take the kids.
I don't want to go.
Okay.
But then maybe I should just be hands off and just let it happen because it's really none of my business. But I'm going to be there. And I think that the bride and perhaps the bride's family is going to look at us like, why are they here with their children?
Yeah.
Like, do I even need to get in the middle of this? What would you do? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. My wife Paula and I are attending a wedding at the end of this month. The wedding invitation specifically says, and I don't know the exact wording, but it's no kids, please, mm-hmm. or no kids allowed, or something similar to that. And that's what I thought. So I just thought it was just going to be Paula and I attending. You know, we already made arrangements to have the boys, my mom, their grandmother, watch them during this wedding. And then Paula reports back, oh, no, we're taking the kids now. And I said, well, how is this happening? How are we taking the kids when the invitation says no kids? And Paula says, well, it's because the mother of the groom, the mother-in-law, the future mother-in-law, said, oh, no, you're bringing the kids. It's my wedding, too. You're definitely bringing the kids. And Paula's going along with this. Katie in Akron, I don't think this is a good idea. This sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. So there's a couple of thoughts, like there's a couple things about it that support what I'm about to say. Don't take your kids. Absolutely do not take your kids. Number one, you've already RSVP'd, right, for two. So the bride, who is the one handling probably the majority of the details, is already planning on two people. So talking about seating charts, I mean, if this is just a couple of weeks away from the wedding, I mean, you know, a lot of these details are already being worked on. So if you add two more, that just kind of, you know, could possibly screw that up. Plus, you can't just show up with your kids, like, without letting them know that they're coming. So, you know, seating-wise. So beyond that, it's her wedding. It is not her mother-in-law's wedding. It is her wedding. If those invites went out with no kids on there, you do not bring those kids. So your wife is in a kind of a tough spot, right, if her friend is saying,
yeah,
bring the kids. And I don't know why her friend would say bring the kids, like, who wants kids at a wedding? I know your kids are older, so they're not going to be like little kids. And
right.
You know, little kids are adorable at weddings, but they're also like a lot of work. So it just takes, you know, it's a lot of kind of pressure that what if they cry? What if they, you know, and the parents sometimes are trying to enjoy themselves, so they're not really paying attention. But your kids are older, so I understand that, you know, probably it's not as big of a deal. But still, if that wedding invite says no kids, do not. So anyway,
Katie,
your wife needs to call her friend.
I agree with you 100%. What I don't understand is I can't believe my wife is on the opposite side of this issue. Like, I would think that my wife, knowing her the way that I do, that she would be lockstep with me on this. And she is not. She's like, yeah, we're taking the kids.
I mean, to be fair, though, if the person at the wedding, if the connection for even going to this wedding is the mother-in-law, who is telling you to bring the kids?
Yeah.
I could also see where Paula stands of like, the only person that I really care about at this wedding is this mother-in-law, and she's the one saying it.
That's almost exactly what Paula has said. She's like, I only care about the mother-in-law, and I care about the groom.
Yeah, I'm kind of on Paula's side on this.
Oh, God.
But I also, like, I do support the fact that if it's the bride saying no kids, that she probably wants no kids. But I see Paula's end of this, too.
Katie, Alyssa will agree with my wife, Paula.
I will.
Really any.
It's true.
In fact, I'm going to start coming up with like fake scenarios over the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to see. Like,
just to see where Alyssa lands.
Yeah. Like all kinds of racist stuff. And I'm
okay,
going to see if Alyssa still agrees with my wife.
Oh, my God.
All right.
No, the
so
funny
there
thing
is like one good way to kind of handle this on your wife's side. If your wife is dead set on bringing the kids, then I don't know. You're probably overruled. But you should ask her, like, say, hey, listen, I know you know the groom. Why don't you just quietly, you know, under the table, like, reach out to him and say, here's my situation. Should I bring the kids or not? I mean, I just need your input because you do not want to piss your wife off, your future wife off, on her wedding day. And also, like, there's like already so much, you know, potential for problems between a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. Like, you don't want this one thing, like, to be, like, the thing that kicks off their relationship, you know? Like, yeah. That's just not okay. So, I don't know. Your wife could always try to do it that way.
More good advice, Katie. Thank you very much. I'll keep you posted.
You know what? Sure. I think you take the kids, and then you know what you do? Is you give the mother-in-law and the bride our number and have them come hash it out afterward. There
great.
You go.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. It's going to be a special version of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. If you listen to it every day and you enjoy it, it's going to sound a little different today.
A little freaky, if you will.
We have tickets for Disney Descendants Zombies next weekend at Rocket Arena. Hang on. We need someone to play in about 10 minutes.
Your Friday just got freakier.
Look at me. I know. We seem to be inside.
I'm old. Oh, I'm like the Crypt Keeper.
Okay, that's enough.
Bill and Alyssa switch places in a special Freakier Friday edition of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Q104.
I want my body back,
and I don't want mine.
Good morning, Ashley in North Canton.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge going head-to-head today with Bill?
I am ready, yes.
Okay, the rules. So if you get more right than Bill, you win. If he gets more right than you, he wins. And of course, if we settle in a tie, Bill still wins because all ties go to the house. So question number one. Before Facebook, we had a social network that let you rank your top 8 friends. What was the name of that social network?
MySpace.
Question two. Before smartphones and full keyboards, we would text by pressing numbers on the keypad of a cell phone. What was that feature formally called?
I think it's T9.
Question three. In the Twilight movies, what happens to the vampire's skin when they are in direct sunlight?
Oh, it sparkles.
Question four. Approximately 20% of Americans are lactose intolerant. Give me just one type of dairy-free milk alternative.
Soy.
And final question. Today, Freakier Friday hits theaters. In what year did the first Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan come out?
I think it's 2000. I think it's the 25th anniversary.
All right.
So let's go 2000.
Okay. Ashley, do you want to know how you did?
Yes, let me know.
4 for 5. We're getting Bill back in here right now. Bill!
Woo! Let's go!
Sit down. Get ready.
Oh, man.
You've got your work cut out for you.
Did you already mention that I lost earlier this morning? Did you mention that?
I did not. I did not. But I think you're going to lose again.
There's no way I'm losing 2 times in a row. There's no way I'm losing two. No way. Who is this?
Bill, meet Ashley in North Canton.
Hey, Ashley.
Hi, Bill.
She's who is about to whoop your butt in this game. Are you ready for your questions?
Do it.
All right. Question number one for Bill. Before Facebook, we had a social network that let you rank your top 8 friends. What was the name of that social network?
MySpace.
Question two.
I didn't have enough friends to put in there, by the way.
Are you serious?
I only have like 5.
Way to bring down the room. All right. Question two. Before smartphones and full keyboards, we would text by pressing numbers on the keypad of a cell phone. Mm-hmm. What was that feature formally called? What was that feature? Texting feature formally called?
I don't like this question. Did you like this question, Ashley?
She got it right.
You did?
I was uncertain. But I was hopeful.
I have no idea. I don't even have an answer.
T9, my friend.
T9. I don't recall this. How did I skip over this?
I have no idea. I am still a pro at T9. It's burned in my brain.
I have no recollection of this at all.
All right. Question three. Mm-hmm. In the Twilight movies.
Oh, God. Again, you're doing this on purpose. You know, she knows what I have not seen.
I only get one chance to run this game. Okay.
Like, earlier this morning, it was SpongeBob SquarePants. And now it's the Twilight movies. Okay, go ahead.
I'm glad it was SpongeBob earlier and not for me.
In the Twilight movies, what happens to the vampire's skin when they are in direct sunlight?
Oh, it absolutely melts. It melts off. Come on.
Nope, they sparkle.
Sparkle?
Question four. Approximately 20% of Americans are lactose intolerant, myself included. Give me one type of dairy-free milk alternative. Just one.
You mean like a brand name?
No, just what else can you make milk from?
Almond milk?
There we go.
Okay.
All right.
Am I going to win this game? I don't even know what the score is.
Let's just get to the last question. Question five. Last question. Today, Freaky Friday hits theaters. In what year did the first Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan come out?
1999. Come on.
Y'all both missed that one.
What was it?
2003.
Oh. It was?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 2003.
See, for me, the original Freaky Friday came out like in the late 70s.
That's why I made sure to put the one with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, because I knew that there was an original. But that means that Bill...
Oh, God.
You got taken down again!
What Woo! In the world?
Ashley in North Canton, you just won Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Ashley from North Canton, you just got freaky.
Oh, okay. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But what else happened? You did win yourself an official Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant, a diploma, and you've also got some tickets to see Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide Tour next week at Rocket Arena.
Oh, that is so exciting. My kids want me to call in like every single morning, and this is the first time that I've tried.
Oh, well then.
Oh, yeah. And you walk away a winner first time.
They're going to be so impressed. I cannot wait for you to tell them the news.
Well, I have one here. Could she say hi on the radio? Is that okay?
Yeah.
This is Georgia, okay?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Georgia.
Hello.
Hi, Georgia.
Oh, she sounds like such Hello. A cute little
Georgia,
bean.
Georgia.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. And you guys have so much fun next week, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. My name is Ashley, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge. On Q104.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.